Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. This morning we consider the letter of Paul to the Galatians chapter 6, the 14th verse. But God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. This is the word of God. In the name of our Savior Jesus Christ, whose cross towers o'er the wrecks of time, dear friends in Christ, it's been said that nothing dies harder in people than the desire for glory. The ancient philosopher Tacitus once wrote, "The desire for glory clings even to the best men longer than any other passion." Well, today's text is about glory. It's about what's glorious and what isn't, what merits our attention and our aspirations, and what doesn't. Perhaps your life's been missing a sense of glory recently. Or maybe you've been glorying, but in the wrong things. If so, our brief text for today holds good news for you. Our theme for this morning is, the cross of Christ is our only glory. Some false teachers in the congregation of Galatia were glorying in the wrong thing. They were telling people there that to be saved, you not only had to believe in Jesus, but you also had to keep the ceremonial Jewish law. They were lording it over the Christians in that congregation and glorying in the wrong things. By contrast, Paul says in our text, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul clung to Jesus' cross as the only thing he could possibly glory in because he didn't believe there was any other source of glory than the cross. And he didn't really care much about what the world had to say about that. Why? He tells us, because the world is crucified unto me and I unto the world. Seems a rather odd thing to say, doesn't it? In order to understand him, we need to understand what it meant to be crucified. One writer put it this way, crucifixion meant death, of course, but more than simple death, it was a death of shame and abomination, by which the dead one was cast out as one execrated and rejected. Paul says that's how he now views the world, as something cast out, rejected, not worth considering. And he said, that's really the way the world looks at me too. And he was fine with that. The world is crucified unto me, and I unto the world. You're a Christian, so let me ask you, are you crucified to the world? Is the world crucified to you? Have you rejected the unholy influences of the world in which we live? Or have you rather allowed them to subtly shape your opinions and your behavior? Who are your influencers? People in the Bible? Or the people on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram? And what about that other question? Are you crucified to the world? Do you care that the unbelievers among whom you live view you as ignorant, naive, because of your Christian faith? I've heard people refer to the CLC as a cult. Those people are so extreme, they say. And I guess it's true that we are extremely committed to what God says in the Bible. Do you let your Christian differences shine forth as a witness? Or are you a round peg that fits neatly into the world's round hole? Have you been hiding your differences under a bushel, keeping quiet about your faith and doing the best you can to fit in and blend? Remember, my Christian friends, you have no glory except in the cross of Christ. Can I say that again? You have no glory but in the cross of Christ. Any glory there appears to be is merely temporary, an illusion. In fact, the Apostle John says that the glory of the cross and the glory of the world are mutually exclusive. Love not the world, he says, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Well, turning our backs on the world can be a little daunting. It's kind of frightening to declare that from now on, we're not going to value and praise the same things that the world values and praises. It's a bit like saying we're not going to use the same money everybody else uses. We're going to make up our own. But let's not be afraid to abandon the so-called glory, the illusory glory of the world. Let's join the Apostle Paul. Let the world be crucified to us, and we crucified to the world. It may be true that the cross is the only glory we have, but the other thing is also true. It's the only glory we need. Well might we Christians glory in our God, who richly and daily provides for us clothing and shoes, meat and drink, house and home, X, Y, Z, all the blessings that God gives us each day that we so seldom even thank him for. But let's talk about the real glory, the glory that surpasses every other, the glory of salvation, the righteousness, the forgiveness, the eternal life our Heavenly Father grants us through the cross of Jesus Christ. Our world of today is so inglorious and informal that it's a little bit hard to come up with examples of things that are glorious. But I thought of one. Weddings. Weddings are still pretty glorious, aren't they? Even people who never get dressed up get dressed up for weddings. The music is glorious. The flowers are glorious. The groomsmen are glorious in their tuxedos, and the bridesmaids in their satin and chiffon. But the height of glory, of course, is the bride, decked out as she is in the most beautiful dress she'll ever wear in her life. And you know what's interesting? If you look in the Bible, very often that exact picture is used to describe the glory that belongs to us in Christ. For instance, in Isaiah 61, we read, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decketh himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorneth herself with her jewels. We don't glory in ourselves. Of course we don't. We're done with that. The world is crucified to us, and us to the world. But you can glory all day long in your Savior Jesus Christ and his cross. With his suffering on that cross, he redeemed you from all sins for all time. He purchased for you the garments of salvation. So now you can joyfully fling off that filthy old clothing of your sin and your pathetic attempts to procure righteousness. Now the cross entitles you to glorious new clothing. The cross entitles you to the white robe of Jesus' righteousness. Christ was crucified for me. If you want to be proud of anything, if you want to glory in anything or brag about anything, brag about that. During this season of Lent especially, you can point to the cross and say, God loved me so much, he was willing to do that to his son in order to save me. If you want glory, that's all the glory you could ever ask for, and then some. Amen. We conclude this morning with hymn 175, the first two stanzas.